Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three balls, two strikes, the payoff. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, pretty deep. Going back and looking up is Soto. It's gone! Lead off, home run for Kyle Schwarber. Great start on this Friday night as Schwarber with his second homer of this postseason and of this series.
You want to get this crowd into it? Do something like that right out of the chute. Wow.
The crowd was already into it. The home run added to it, but the crowd, L.A., was already into it. Good morning on this Saturday morning. I'm Howard Eskin here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It's just late night for me, late night for everybody, but nobody cares because that win, I think, puts the Phillies into the World Series. And it's amazing how all these things are happening. I'm trying to figure out, I don't know that I believe in fate. You know, we say that. I don't know if I believe in superstition, but we do those things. But, like, the way these things are happening, it's just, you know, and if I point out the way that things are happening, then people say, you just don't like the Phillies. I had one of our sales managers give me crap at the Sixers game the other night because I made a simple point. When the Phillies lost that 4-0 lead and they lost that game, I said, relax. I mean, it's just the sky is not falling. Those things happen. So, and momentum is so, it doesn't really carry from game to game. It carries in the first inning. Although last night you can say it really wasn't momentum. There was just things that happened. But momentum is started in the game. Do the Phillies feel good about that win? But they always say when things go bad, you just, now the favorite word is you just flush it. They're always going to the toilet, these guys. They're going to the bathroom, toilet, or whatever. You just flush it. So you move on to the next game. So it was one game, but I pointed out that you win games you're not supposed to win, and you lose games you're not supposed to lose. And that happens in all sports, and certainly baseball. It can change it with a batter, with an inning, with a play, but it can do that. That can happen in any sport. So I pointed out the first game the Phillies played in the playoffs, they weren't supposed to win that game. We all know that. And anybody that says anything differently, going 2-0 into the ninth, but that dope of a manager for St. Louis mismanaged the game. But it doesn't matter how it happened. That's a game that you weren't supposed to win. But they did. And that's what happens. The second game in San Diego, they weren't supposed to lose. But that happens. And you just got to move past it and not think it affects the next game or the series. Or that's just the way things happen in different sports. It happens in sports. But is it in the stars? Is it fate? They're going to the World Series because everything is falling the right way. Are they making some big plays? Yeah, Segura made two really nice defensive plays. after he made it, not after, within the same game as he made an error and got picked off. You know, things that aren't supposed to happen. Then Hoskins makes an error. Then in the ninth inning, I think everybody agreed, even the homers on the postgame show on Comcast or NBC Sports or whatever you call it these days, you know, even they agreed that batter that struck out in the ninth because the third base umpire called it a strike, it was not a strike, and then it would have been, what, first and second? First and second, I think nobody out. So that changes the dynamic, but it happened. And for whatever reason, it happened. It's not a criticism. It's not a criticism of the umpire. He made a call. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but they go both ways. But the reality is there's things happening for the Phillies that you just say, how did that happen? How did that happen? But you realize now that they're all happening. Now, the Houston Astros are really, really a good team. And I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume, but I think they're going to win the series against the Yankees. But they don't swing and miss. How about in the first game they had 11 swings and misses? 11. Castellanos has two in the first at bat, his first at bat. And I'm not just picking on him because there's other guys, same thing. And I think the last game, I think in game two, they only struck out twice. That's amazing in today's Major League Baseball. But the reality is we're not there yet. But I think after last night's win, it's usually game five. If you win that, you're really kind of locked in to win the series. But game three was so important because the Phillies obviously needed, more important, to win the first game that they played at home. And the way they won is just, it's mind-boggling. So we'll talk about, it's in the stars. It's fate. It's whatever you want to call it. I don't even know how to absorb all those things, but it is happening. Obviously, people are excited, and people at the game last night were excited. It's always better when it comes down to the last out, even though the games are long. What was that game about? 3.5 hours, I guess, which is short in today's world. But they won the game, and that's the important thing, and they're up 2-1, and they're on their way to the World Series. With that game, I think they're on their way to the World Series. All right, the Eagles had a bye week, but you know I've got to touch on, you know, I've been on during the week, but these bozos and these nitwits and these dopes who are Cowboy fans. I just want to, and last week, one of the Dallas Cowboy fans, that moron dope and nitwit Captain Cowboy, wouldn't bet me. I said last week's game against the Cowboys was a stone cold mortal lock. Stone cold mortal lock. It was just no way, no way, no how, not a chance. They were going to lose that game because the Cowboys can't score with Cooper Rush. All this nonsense in Dallas. Oh, hey, you know, is Dak Prescott going to play when he's healthy? Yeah, he's going to play. Cooper Prescott does suck. He's overrated. Guy just walked by and said Prescott sucks. But it just, there was never a question. Even when it got to 2017. There was never a question as I was standing there on the sidelines, never a question in my mind that the Eagles are going to win the game because it was the Cowboys. And they are chippy. They are dirty. They are babies. They're whiners. They're everything that's wrong with a team. And they're undisciplined. All those stupid penalties are undisciplined. That's because the coach. Boy, I'm so glad he's not going to be fired before the end of the year. That really helps the Eagles. You know, I hope they have a good record. They won't win the division, but I hope they have a good record. So Jerry Jones is stupid enough, and he's stupid too. Stupid is what stupid does. And hopefully he doesn't change the coach. Sean Payton's just sitting out there. If they get Sean Payton, it changes the whole dynamic of the division. So, but I do want a piece of the Cowboys fans today. I do want a piece of them. I know it's last Sunday. We got to touch on that today. And the Sixers are just an afterthought with everything that's going on. A total afterthought. They are the same team they've been in the past. The same team. With Embiid just hanging out. He's a star now. He's doing commercials. He's just, you know, it's all this. I don't get it. They're just the same team. And that's not going to change. You know, once that game started against Milwaukee the other night, I just didn't think they were going to win the game. I just don't think they're good enough to win at the end. Against good teams in a lot of games. Against good teams. And Milwaukee's a good team. And Boston's a good team. Just because they got rid of the coach or they suspended him, which is a farce, to suspend him for the whole year. What he did is he broke a team rule. Okay, I get it. That's a personal matter. But the reality is pretty simple. They're still a very good team. And I don't know if anybody wants to talk about the Sixers, fine. But obviously it's a Phillies day. People are excited. And I'm not saying this as a criticism. Just understand these people that I'm just trying to tell you what I see. I'm trying to give you an opinion on what I see. What I see are errors, but they win. And they win sometimes. Last night wasn't an odd win, but to have two errors get picked off and still win a game in the playoffs is kind of different. But it's just, but they won. And that's the good thing. And they did the things they had to do to win. And they're going to the World Series. So we can talk about all that. Our question today is based on what's never happened, kinda. The Phillies have never played a seventh game in a best-of-seven series. I'm not amazed by that because they haven't been in playoff series enough. In the 80s, obviously, in the 90s. But they have never played a seventh game in a seven-game series. And usually, when a team's up 3-2, doesn't matter whether they're home, whether they're not home, they don't want to lose. They don't want to get to a game seven because that's where that favorite cliche and term comes in, anything can happen. But kind of based on that, but not that, the best closeout game, not just for the Phillies, for any team, a closeout game. And I'm going to eliminate the three-game series because they're a waste of time. They're really just there for TV, for just to generate money for whatever sport it is. So the best closeout game, I'll keep it to any local team because you kind of narrow it down. And there's probably some good ones. Unfortunately for the Sixers, they haven't had many in a while. And there is not in football because football is one game. So it really comes down to Sixers. Yeah, I guess I'll open it up nationally too. Comes down to the Sixers, the Phillies, the Flyers. And let's not take the closeout game that we chose for another reason of a moment when the Flyers came back from a 3-0 deficit in a series and a 3-0 deficit in the game. Was it against Boston, Bill? Against Boston. So we'll eliminate that because that came up before. But we'll do it nationally. Best closeout game by a team in sports. All right, let me give you the number because I do it once a segment because you have it on your speed dial. You should probably, if you listen to the midday show, you already know it because you've heard it 150 times. Here it is, once a segment, but you have it in speed dial. 215-592-9494. Oh, look at this. We're starting off the show. You know, I'm not going to start the show off with a Cowboy fan. I'm going to make him wait because we're going to go to Bob in Delran. Bob, you're on WIP.
Well, Howard, I agree with you on a lot of points. Let me start with this. I want that dope, that moron, that jackass, Captain Cowboy, to apologize to everybody that he was wrong, that Eagles are better, and Dak Prescott is a fraud. This propaganda that they put with all this advertising I see him on, which he doesn't deserve, and all this stuff about him, I can't stand it. It's propaganda.
Well, here's the Cowboy fans' excuse. Well, Dak Prescott didn't play. I don't give
he's
a damn.
Not that good.
He's okay. He's average. Above average. He's above average.
Okay.
That's it. But that's not good enough. But it wouldn't have mattered.
Quarterback's better.
It's probably close. You're probably right. Well, there's not the problem in the NFL now. There's when you really break it down, this year, there's not a lot of good quarterbacks.
Exactly.
I mean, break it down. There's not a lot of good quarterbacks. So
yeah. Hey. Whatever. Always thinking ahead. I'm happy with the Phillies. I'm thrilled with the Eagles, etc. But here's what I'm thinking down the line. With the emergence of Jalen Hurts, which I think it's the real deal, and we're very lucky to do this.
Playing well. He's playing well.
We've got those two draft picks now that we don't have to invest in a quarterback, and one of them is New Orleans, who's horrible. Here's my plan, and I'd love Howie to do this. I don't know if they could pull it off. Trade a bundle of those draft picks to get Will Anderson in Alabama. You talk about a game wrecker.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't want to trade a lot of first round picks.
Yeah, but he's that good, Howard.
Yeah, but you have, you can get players. Yeah, it's like let's say we knew what Micah. Let's say we knew what Micah Parsons was.
He's better than Micah Parsons.
Okay, and he's a baby too. He's a whiner and he's undisciplined. He thinks he's a star now. You know, and he is a really good. He's a very very good player. Yeah. But you know, his undisciplined. Stuff he does on the field, his attitude. Just play the game. Just play the game. We know you're good enough. But the reality is, I'm not trading. I'm telling you.
Really good.
I don't trade all those picks for, you know, San Francisco's taking a shot because they have so many, because they got picks from the coaches, the rule in the NFL, minority coaches signing somewhere else. If you lose them, you get draft picks. So San Francisco took a shot. They know Garoppolo's not good enough, and that's why they traded all those picks to try to have a running game that can really help him out. And Christian McCaffrey is really good when he's healthy. So,
yeah.
But no, I wouldn't do that. You wanted to say something about the Phillies? Do it quickly.
Yeah, and I love what the Phillies are doing, but I think you can't stand pat. And I think you said that before. How about Trey Turner, man, going after him? I know he's going to cost a boatload of money.
Who's that?
Trey Turner, Dodgers. He wants to come in.
I see. I don't think they're going to do that. How many players can you have making? Okay, Schwarber in the grand scheme of things is only what $80 million.
Yeah.
Castellanos, you have four more years. That's $20 million.
Yeah.
You have Realmuto, $23 million. So how many guys? He's going to come for close to $400 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, and okay, so but now you're going to keep Segura. He played for his contract, and he got it.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep Stott.
Yeah.
At shortstop. So where are you going to play Trey Turner?
Yeah. How about a big-time reliever, like a big-time reliever? Like there's going to be some guys out there, I'm sure. Like somebody
yeah.
really.
Well, yeah, you're going to be. You're gonna have to get other things. All right, on the contest, the best closeout game for the $100. I didn't even mention it's for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers.
Yeah, I don't have anything, Howard, and I won before, so I don't want to take anything away from anybody.
Okay. All right, you got
all
it.
Right.
Thanks,
thank
Bob. Thank you. It's for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Best closeout game for a team in sports. 7-game series. You know, you can't have these 3-game series. They're a waste of time. Best closeout game. DeBruno Brothers, as we know, is terrific, sensational. You know, if you have watch parties and all those kind of things, because the tickets are so ridiculous on the internet and the ticket services. So you want to watch it at home, you have a party, you get stuff at DeBruno Brothers, check it all out at DeBruno.com. Catering, gift, whatever. It's all, they got it all. All right. It is a happy day in Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area. It's a happy, happy day. And the Eagles are undefeated. Think about that. And the Sixers have a 0 on their record, too. Just happens to be no wins. It's the Sixers. It's just, we're going to talk about when we come back. Somewhere along the way. You know, and I hear people wanting to fire Glenn Rivers already. We'll talk about that too. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata, and we'll get back to the calls. And a cowboy moron and dope will be coming up, but I'm waiting to really just rip into that Captain Fraud, cowboy, nitwit, dope. I'm Howard Eskin, and the time now is 8:19.
Get your damn act together.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
'94 WIP. I was just talking to Bill Matz here at the Borgata. My producer here, Kyle Quinn's back at the studio. Assuming, and I think it's a pretty good assumption now, the Phillies are in the World Series. And assuming it goes to a sixth or seventh game. You know, I'm thinking ahead, but I'm always proactive rather than reactive. The Eagles play Houston on Thursday Night Football, November 3rd. That's the day I'm being inducted in the Philly Sports Hall of Fame, but obviously I've got to work. That's why I'm. It's one of the reasons I've made five Hall of Fames, and that being one, and I'm proud of that. But I have somebody accepting my award that night. I'm sorry I can't be there, but that's not the point. The point is they play Houston on Thursday. If there's a game 6 and 7, and assuming Houston goes on to win that series, the Phillies would be in Houston on that Friday and Saturday. Is that mind-boggling? Think about that. That would be a great trip. Now, you'd have to pay a fortune for the airfare because the airlines, you know, is going to rip you off because they know what's going on. And to get tickets for the game probably wouldn't be easy. But what a trip that would be, huh? What a great trip that would be. I'm just giving the fans of Philly a little idea, but I know it's hard to get tickets. All right, let's go to... this is one portion of the dope portion of the program. Lamont, you
good
dope.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I'm tired of you talking about my Cowboys like this.
Well, they, you know what? They're not as good as you think they are. They're not as good as you think they are.
Yeah, they are good, Howard. They are good.
They're good defensively. Their offense is...
Hey, Howard.
No, they're not good enough to win the division. They're not good enough to go very far.
Hey, Howard, let's tell the people the truth. I mean, you guys are announcers and comedians, I mean, news reporters and everything. Let's tell the people the truth. Who in the front office, Howard?
What's that?
Who's in the front office, NFL front office?
For who?
Now you got amnesia. No, now you get amnesia.
No, for I don't understand the question because I didn't understand.
Who's in the NFL front office? You're getting amnesia now, Howard.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. I don't even understand the question. There's no such thing called a front office for the NFL. It's the commissioner's office.
NFL front office, Howard.
You mean in the commissioner's office? Yeah, Troy Vincent.
I'm calling the front office because
Troy Vincent. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, thank you, Howard.
No, but it's not called the front office. It's called the commissioner's office.
And where did Troy Vincent come from, Howard?
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
He played with the Eagles.
So what? What does that have to do with it?
Now
we've gone to real extremes. Troy Vincent is fixing the games for the Eagles.
Hey, listen, I'm just educating the people.
You're educating my ass. and that's all it's worth, is my ass. Educating what? What are you educating? Wait a minute. What are you educating?
Hey, Howard, let me tell you something, Howard.
I mean, he's done things to the Eagles that they weren't happy about.
Hey, listen. Troy Winston, he went to Rodgers.
Rodgers,
I want parity in the NFL.
Stop.
I want the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, everybody, they want parity. It's mediocrity,
you know,
but they want parity.
Howard?
What does that have to do with the price of tea anyway?
Okay, Howard.
The Cowboys are overrated, and the Cowboys suck.
You love the Cowboys. I just heard you this morning saying, we got a coach out there waiting to take over McCaffrey.
Well, there is a coach. Sean Payton will be the next coach of the Cowboys.
But right now, he's doing the job, Howard, so let the man work.
Doing what job? It's an undisciplined bunch of players.
The man is working, Howard. The man is doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing. You know what? I hope they keep him for a lifetime because they will never win with McCarthy as their head coach.
McCarthy will bring a Super Bowl there, Howard.
You know what? I'll kiss your rear end if he does that.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yes, did you hear Jerry Jones settle down?
I heard. Hey,
Lamont. You're a nitwit, you're a moron, and a dope, and I have one more question for you. Ready?
I got one question for you before you let me go, too.
Go ahead. What's your question?
You think the Eagles going to the Super Bowl just by running the ball?
No, they're going to pass the ball.
Though.
You know, that's
you
a stupid
know it
question.
And I know it, Howard.
That's a stupid question. All right. Here's my question. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. No response.
Come on, man. That's a stupid question.
Yes. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
I got to follow that moron.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a genius. Anybody can. I totally agree with you with the pictures.
You know what? Just let me point something out.
Sure.
When this dope points out Troy Vincent, Troy Vincent was in the commissioner's office when Wentz got hit by that with that cheap shot in that playoff game, and nothing happened. And Troy has say over that. So,
Howard,
how many times
have people tried to say NFL games are fixed? Do you know what that would do to a $13 billion industry every year? Anyway. I agree with the Sixers. I want to get to the Phillies. And New Orleans, keep losing. You're 2-5. That draft pick will look better and better.
And so, you know what? They just find ways to lose.
Yes, they do.
I thought they were going to be better than that.
Yes, they do. So, anyway, with this postseason, how could anybody have predicted this? There are so many firsts as well. The six runs in back-to-back innings in back-to-back games. Don Larson's pitching line got matched by Wheeler. How about this, Howard? 3 100-win teams are out of the playoffs, and that's one of the reasons why I think the Phillies are beating the Dodgers.
The best team in any sport doesn't win a championship.
No, absolutely. And this is
so, but both of them. Wait a minute. Yeah, both of them. Both Atlanta and the Mets. You're right.
Yeah, and this is why I think San Diego is going down. When San Diego beat the Dodgers, people don't realize. I don't know how it was 19 games, but the Mets did to the Phillies what the Dodgers did to San Diego. I think psychologically you could almost say that they won their World Series already. I like the Phillies. They showed they can win in San Diego. I just like them in this series, not being a homer, because I didn't think they were going to be going this far either. How could you?
No, and the way it's happening is just mind-boggling.
One quick question, Howard. A buddy of mine who's a big fan down in Florida, was that a check swing, or did he go past that home plate?
I mentioned it earlier. It was a check swing. But that's notion that,
too, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the umpire, and whether you're getting out of the way, if the bat goes all the way around, but he didn't break his wrists, it didn't go through the entire plate. It's a check swing. You could tell it's a check swing. Now, was it close? Yes, it was close. But those are the things that are happening.
Absolutely.
Those are the things. So first and second, with nobody out, it's a whole different inning. Yeah,
No doubt. For your contest, because I know you have a lot of callers, I was debating, and I have to go with Sixers 1982, 120 over 120 to 106 over the Celtics. That's the famous beat LA game where they finally lost to Magic Johnson, who took over for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That was in 19. What year was that?
It was 1982. The Sixers defeated the Celtics on the parquet floor.
Yeah, because the next year is when they won the championship.
And they won the championship. Well, if that's too late for you, could I then give you another one?
That's about 40 years ago. No, okay. We'll stick with that. We'll stick with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, I won't go the other one, then. I won't even say it.
Yeah, because I don't want you to use up another one. All right.
I will not.
All right, thanks.
Great job, my friend.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
You got it.
All right. Let's go to Dennis. You're on WIP.
Lamont is an idiot, a dope, and a moron.
Yeah, he's all three wrapped up in one. We should start with dope. I mean, you know, and the things these Cowboys lovers bring up is absolutely asinine and ridiculous.
I put him down a week ago on Angelo's show, and I said the last time these cowgirls run anything, the cheerleaders are now grandmothers.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. You got to dust off. They need a dust rag to dust off their trophies. It's a joke.
You know,
and back when they won a Super Bowl ring, they were half the size of what they are today.
I know. They're incredible what they look like now. First of all, before I get to the Eagles, Glenn, don't call me Doc Rivers. This has got to be his last year if they don't get past round two. Your thoughts on that?
You know, now I'll address people that want him fired now.
No, not yet.
If they go through, I'd say, half the season. Remember, there's a coach sitting out there.
Oh, yeah.
That you can get. Got suspended from Boston, and they'll figure something out. He's not going to come back and coach the Celtics. But they probably make a trade. You could probably get have to give up a second-round pick. What's the difference? The Sixers don't know what to do with him anyway.
Exactly.
So Daryl Morey gives up the first, just give up the second too. What the hell? Daryl Morey, whatever. I'm not even going to get into Daryl Morey. But the reality is they got to wait. They got to wait because he's got another year after this year. So
I think he has two more. This is his third year of five.
It was a five-year contract. Is this only the third year?
Yeah, he's got
what's
years.
Money? What's money? They spend money like it's nothing anyway.
Those owners are billionaires. What's $10 million to them?
Yeah, it's probably about $8 million. That's all right. He'd be happy. He could play golf every day and get paid for it. He's not going anywhere. It's too early to make that decision.
Look at the coach of the Carolina Panthers, the former Temple coach. 2.5 years into a seven. Why did they give him a seven-year deal? He's sitting home for the next 4.5 years collecting $40 million.
Because they just go crazy. Well, I'll tell you a contract that's worse than that. Russell Wilson.
Oh,
he's got his 5 years. He signed a five-year contract with Denver. Doesn't start until after next year.
It's crazy. And
he was a stiff. He wasn't a stiff. He was mediocre. Before they signed him. But they grasp for straws. It's just. But what? It's only money. What's the difference?
I'm not going to name a name, but there's a host on WIP that wanted to give up everything for Russell Wilson to come here because they.
Yeah, I was not. Well, I was dead set against it because I thought he was done anyway. Okay. I thought he was done, and he is done. So
hey, Dabrowski's done a good job. If he doesn't exit, you know, Joe Girardi, and what was it?
That was a foregone conclusion. I mean, we could have done that, but he did it. The smart thing is he did it at the right time.
Yeah,
when everybody felt good about what Rob Thompson started to do because they were playing a weaker schedule, all those things figured into it. Yeah, and he made some good moves and
got the center fielder for us. Yep.
Yeah, but he's just you needed a center fielder, But he also they re-signed Odubel Herrera. Think about that. The beginning of the year,
they did get rid of him.
And I think didn't Dombrowski re-sign? No, De Gregorius was signed. De Gregorius.
He was already signed, but he got rid of him too.
He got rid of him. So and they got Sosa, which was a good supplemental player. Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are if he didn't make those moves.
Well, they'd be somewhere else. They'd be in better shape if they didn't have Matt Klentak. But you can't look back. You got to look forward.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. And you've won before, right? Do you want to?
Yeah, I've won it about 2 months ago. But
all right. Go ahead. Take a shot.
No, I'm going to give a name that won't win because they don't know who I'm talking about. Game 7, World Series, home run wins the game, and the Yankees beat the crap out of them for 4 of the 6 games prior to that. Bill Mazeroski's.
Yeah, that's too far back. That's way. Yeah. That's too far back.
But it is a good one.
Yeah, but people don't even. There's a lot of people out there don't even know who Bill Mazeroski is.
Yeah, well, Google it, fellas, because that Game 7 home run.
You know, he was like a 240 some hitter, but he became legendary because he hit a home run for the Pirates. Yeah, I know. I was a kid. I remember when I was a kid.
We were both the same age.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. Yeah, it's we can't go back that far. That was 1960. Can't do that. But that was an amazing closeout game. And the only thing that anybody who remembers that game is the Bill Mazeroski home run. The fact that he won it in the ninth inning. Walk-off home run. I wonder if there's been any other walk-off home runs, game-winning home runs, in a seventh game of a World Series.
That's the only one.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Kyle, just the only one. Yeah, it is amazing. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, I'm getting ready to take my foot either right or left and put it up the rear end of... And put it up the rear end of Captain Cowboy.
I want me some glory hope.
Yeah, he is an absolute dope. Had no guts. He had no confidence, and he chirps about his Cowboy team. He's a fraud. But we'll come back with him, and then we'll get back to the other callers as well, obviously. Oh, I didn't give the number one time a segment. You know what? You have it in your speed dial. We'll save one. All right. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. The time now is 8:39, and here's what's happening. So many great things here at the Borgata. People are great. I mean, everybody. You go right down the line. It's just everybody's got a smile on their face. Really helpful. It's a wonderful place, and it's a great place to just relax and have fun. And now is the time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. Experience a luxurious hotel. Rooms are sensational. Award-winning restaurants. Terrific. Exciting nightlife. And big-name entertainment. All just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. Still going on now through October 31st, so you only got a week left. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach Watches, JBL Speakers, Cash, Free Play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at grand prize drawings, and the next drawing will be October 31st. And that will be, it's always big. Everything here is, it's the best casino hotel, probably on the East Coast, for sure. For additional details, visit theborgata.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP. Kyle relayed a story to me, and I feel bad, but I wish there was something I could do, but I can't. A guy took his son to the game last night, and when he got to the gate, they said the tickets weren't good because obviously somebody scammed him. And you can copy. Once the barcode's used, it's over. It's done. You can't use it again, and there's fail-safes with now with the mobile tickets. What he should have done is gone to the Phillies and at least tried to get standing room only and, you know, explain it to the Phillies. But here's my lesson for that. And I wish I could do something, but I can't. If you're going to buy your tickets from secondary sellers, like the Phillies are the primary or any team's the primary, go to legitimate ticket sites. You know, there's a bunch of them. There's Ticketmaster, there's StubHub, there's SeatGeek, and there's other ones. You got to go to legitimate sites. Now, I know they cost money there. I would never buy tickets from somebody offering them on Facebook or offering them privately. Never do that. It's a lesson to be learned, and it's kind of a shame, but I wish there was something I could do, but there is not. Obviously, the kid was upset, but, you know, maybe the Phillies could have done something if he'd done that. And I know they're busy, but all right. Another portion of the program, which is the dope portion of the program. And this guy is the biggest all-time fraud because he is a flat-out dope. Captain Cowboy, who had no guts last week when I said I would bet him for charity, and he bailed. He bailed because he knows the Cowboys are not good enough. What's up there, dope?
King of the buffoons and idiots. First off, let's check something. I told you I was my own charity. I didn't tell you I wouldn't bet. I bet for me. So we got that out the way.
Well, you were going to bet for you.
I took the money for myself. No.
I would not do that. That wouldn't be right on the air. No, that wouldn't be right.
All right. Let me adjust something else.
Well, wait a minute, but you'd still, you wouldn't lose anything if you had confidence. Don't give me your excuses. You're a fraud.
Yeah, okay,
you're a total, absolute, 100%
fraud. I'm going to tell you about the biggest fraud right now. It was 5 years ago I called you about that fraud, Jason Kelce, being the dirtiest player in the game. He's always hitting late after the pile. He's always starting trouble. And you had the nerve to come on here and talk about my team's players? Are you kidding me? Who started the fight?
Most undisciplined team I've seen in years.
That punk Jason Kelce, who always does that late.
Plays hard. He doesn't play dirty.
He plays hard. He's a dirty player.
John Runyon played dirty. Not Jason Kelce.
And so does Kelce. You're right, John Runyon did play dirty.
No, I'm glad they got a penalty, the undisciplined frauds that the Dallas Cowboys are. They all think they're all that. They haven't won squat. They haven't won bleep. They haven't won anything. And they're not.
Nothing.
In 2017, they had a Super Bowl.
2017, that's 5 years ago.
Okay, when's the last time the Cowboys?
Because you're telling us we can't talk about the past.
But I can still remember that. Everybody can still remember that. Can you remember a Cowboys Super Bowl? No.
I remember. You know what I remember? 92, 93, 95.
Oh,
that's what I remember.
Wow.
You want to bring up that.
20 years ago.
This is why I despise you. You are a fraud. Oh, y'all can't talk about the past. Okay. But y'all can bring the past.
I'm going to make you another bet, which you'll chicken out on. They will never win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott and or Mike McCarthy. Dak Prescott is
the
quarterback.
Then do it. Bet it.
I am. What do you want for charity?
Oh, here we go, charity.
No. Okay. I can't. I'm not going to.
Yeah, all right, yeah, charity.
You're scared. Yeah. You are.
No, I'm not scared. I told you, chicken. Let me tell you, Eagle fans, or something. Your team struggled with the Cowboys.
They really struggled.
They struggled. They barely scored 20 points. They went up 23.
They had 27.
How many touchdowns did they score?
27 wins because the Cowboys can't score 20.
How many touchdowns did they score in the second half, Howard?
Who won the game?
They struggled with the
how many
Cowboys
touchdowns did the Cowboys score the first half? I mean, what a stupid question. You know what? I can't. You are a dope, a fraud, and a disgrace to Cowboy Nation. You're a disgrace. Beat it, you punk. Beat it. Jeez. These guys, they pound their chest, and they got nothing to pound for. Because the Cowboys have no heart either. Let's go to James. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? I had to follow that dope.
Complete fraud.
He is a dope. Hey, Howard, did you hear the stick with Jerry Jones trying to get tough with Bob Kraft in the meeting that they had?
Don't bleep.
Don't bleep with me.
Yeah, right.
And please.
I don't know what they were. Well, Jerry Jones is the only guy that voted not to try to negotiate another contract with the commissioner because Jerry Jones wants to be the commissioner, and Roger Goodell will not let him be run things. He's not going to be the commissioner.
And please,
wants to run it as the owner of the Cowboys.
Exactly. And please don't fire McCarthy. Please.
No,
please.
I agree. Oh my God, I agree.
Yeah, do not fire him. Let him stay down. And Howard, just real quick before I give my close out game. So the next three games are the Steelers, Texans, and Colts. And Commanders, right? So you figure the Eagles are going to be favored in, what, all three of those games?
They're going to be favored in every game until Christmas Eve in Dallas.
Right.
And one of the reasons is it's the third straight road game.
Right, okay. So you figure, okay, let's make those three. So you figure, okay, I mean, if the Eagles gets a 9-0, I mean, the city, because in 04, what, the Eagles got the 7-0. In 04, before they lost.
It's tough. It gets tougher. But in today's NFL, I mean, the team that I there's only two teams that I can identify, other than the Eagles are a good team, that I can identify as good, and Kansas City, even though Kansas City's not the same team.
Right.
Yeah, because they got great quarterbacks.
So the Eagles are right now, they're no worse than the third or fourth best team in the NFL. I mean, you know, behind Buffalo and Kansas City. So, yeah, I mean, they're probably going to be wound up 9-0. I mean, this city's going to be at a pitch.
There's going to be a game they lose they're not supposed to, but I can't figure out which one it is.
Yeah, so, and you're right. If the Phillies go to the World Series and they're down in Houston that Thursday night,
Thursday night. The Eagles are on Thursday, and game 6 and 7 would be Friday and Saturday.
Right. I mean, this city's going to be – okay, Howard, my closeout game, and I was going – Howard, I'll never forget this game. Game 5, Phillies-Astros, Howard. And, I mean, I've seen that
game –
It's
not a seven-game series, but
– Oh, it's a seven game.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take that. The Houston in 1980.
Yeah, I mean
– You know what? I'm trying to think – that was – yeah, I guess that was Game 5. Yeah.
It was Game 5.
When they beat Nolan Ryan. I was thinking, yeah, Game 4, Game 5, but it was Game 5. I was there. So.
Yeah, and I'll never forget Manny Trio with that triple and Pete Rose roaring around third base and crashing into Bruce Bochy at home plate in that game. And every time I've seen that game replayed on MLB, I've seen it a couple of times. I still think the Phillies are going to lose that game. I don't know how the Phillies won that game.
Well, they had Hall of Fame. I mean, that was a team loaded with Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that the Phillies have a Hall of Famer on this team. People are going to say Bryce Harper. He's still got a long way to go before he's a Hall of Famer. But they had Hall of Famers on that team.
They were loaded with Hall of Famers.
All right. So your game is the 80 World.
Game five
of the playoffs. Okay. All right, James, thanks for the call. All right. Take care. Let's go to, you know what, we'll hold off on the calls. We'll take them after we take a little short time out. Phillies winning game three. It's usually game five, but they're on their way to the World Series. Cowboys fans are a disgrace. Eagles' next game is next Sunday against Pittsburgh. That's another win. And does anybody really care about the Sixers right now? They have a zero on their record. Unfortunately for them, it's a zero in the wrong column. But they'll win tonight. How about how much traffic is going to be tonight? San Antonio stinks. They are really bad. If they don't win tonight, then they just ought to just say, the hell with the rest of the season. I mean, San Antonio's not a good team. But it doesn't matter because people, that's the so far down the totem pole of interest. Is that politically correct, totem pole? Nowadays, you don't even know if anything's politically correct. Yeah. 215-592-9494. We're at the Borgata, where everything is the people, the hotel, the amenities, everything. It's just so, so, so good. WIP, and the time now is 9:55, and you've heard me talk about my friends. And when I say my friends, I just don't say it because I say it. I say it because I know these people, and they really are good people. And those people would be PDQ Signature Systems, and how their top-rated, multi-award-winning point-of-sale system can help your restaurant grow like never before. There's another award that Joe Flynn, what a terrific, terrific guy, philanthropic. He's helped me with charities. He runs a sensational business. And his amazing team of POS experts can add to their trophy.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.